Dr. Tax and the Clean Slate. Dr. Tax and the Clean Slate. After several years of operating pistachios in the park on a yearly license at Manor House Gardens, I knew it was time to take the business to the next level. But to justify serious investment, I needed more security, something a rolling one-year agreement with Glendale simply couldn't offer. So I reopened negotiations, and to my relief, Glendale agreed to grant me a 3-year lease. That gave me the confidence to inject new life into the cafe. To finance it, I used the remortgage drawdown on my flat on Lehigh Road. With a fresh look, updated offerings, and renewed energy, the business responded instantly. Our turnover jumped from £58,000 in 2005 to almost double by 2007, and doubled again the following year, reaching close to £200,000. Though I'd been preparing unaudited accounts each year, I hadn't yet registered with HMRC. By now, I'd far exceeded the VAE threshold and legally had to get my house in order. That's when I remembered someone from my past. Back in the days of our delicatessen in East Greenwich, a man named Trevor Thomas used to pop in regularly. Dr. Trevor Thomas was a tax specialist with an office just a few doors down on Trafalgar Road. He had a taste for Sally's homemade quiches and would often chat with her as he waited for his lunch. Trevor wasn't just any accountant. During the 1990s, he wrote extensively for professional tax journals and published a highly regarded book, Offshore Companies and Trusts in UK Tax Planning, 1995. He'd gained serious credibility for winning high-profile cases like Restorex Lidded, HM Customs and Excise, 1997, successfully challenging VAT security deposits, a decision that became a reference point in tax law. He even had a literary side. In 2005, he released his debut novel, Catching the Laundryman, which was chosen for BBC Radio 4's open book segment as one of the year's favorite reads. A true Renaissance man. Years later, I spotted a Jaguar parked outside a house on Burnt Ash Road bearing the unmistakable number plate DR Tax. It was him. Just a stone's throw from our own home. I took it as a sign and knocked on his door, half hoping he'd remember me. He did, and warmly too. "Come in, come in," he said with a big smile. He even recalled Sally and offered his belated condolences. I explained my situation. I'd opened a coffee shop in the park, exceeded the VAT threshold, and needed to register and file my accounts. But naturally, I was hoping to pay as little tax as possible. Trevor didn't hesitate. Though he mainly worked with high-profile sports people and entertainers, having represented more British boxing champions than any other UK firm, he agreed to help. "Just for you," he said with a grin, "and for a small fee." I handed over my turnover figures and weekly expenditures, and a few weeks later he called me in to sign off on the submissions. Miraculously, he filed each outstanding year with HMRC as nil computations, with no tax due. And even more miraculously, HMRC accepted them. We were in the clear, a clean slate. His fee wasn't small, but it was worth every penny. I asked if he'd consider becoming my accountant on an ongoing basis. He declined, explaining that he no longer handled regular bookkeeping. But he made it clear, if we ever needed tax advice or financial guidance in future, his door would always be open. Later, I opened a partnership account for Pistachios in the Park with NatWest and brought on a new accountant, K.N. Martin of Bromley. Still, I'll never forget how Trevor helped us reset everything, quietly, expertly, and just in time.